This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I saw an ad on TV the other day that made me do a little bit of a double take. Colonel Sanders. Yes, Colonel Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken, back on screen selling KFC. It struck me because A, Harlan Sanders died 35 years ago, but also because B, when was the last time you saw a KFC ad on television anyway? Well, it turns out I'm not the only one who noticed. Vanessa Wong wrote about KFC's time in the wilderness and the company's hope for comeback for BuzzFeed News. Vanessa, it's great to have you back.
Great to be here. Thanks, Kai.
What happened to KFC, man?
So KFC has had a pretty bad few years. They've been closing stores steadily since around 2005, and they're down by about 1,100 stores since then. They have about 4,370 stores now. Meanwhile, competitors like Chick-fil-A.
They've lost out to Chick-fil-A.
They've totally lost out to Chick-fil-A. Recently, Chick-fil-A surpassed KFC in terms of sales, even though they have far fewer stores. Like, Chick-fil-A only has 1,900 stores around the country, and they're only open 6 days of the week. So it's pretty remarkable what's happened.
Yum Brands, the parent company, also owner of Pizza Hut and some other stuff, Yum is going to spend $185 million over the next 3 years. They've also enlisted a celebrity spokesperson, if you will. It's a little bit of a blast from the past. We're going to play you some tape. This is Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and he's in character, as it were. Let's hit that tape.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. I've been gone for a while, and boy, howdy, have things changed. Nowadays, you got your International Space Station, your double-sided tape, your car.
All right, so setting aside the weird, is this going to work? They're going back to the original, right?
They're going back. So the Colonel was a staple in their advertising for a long time. The real Colonel Sanders passed away in 1980, and this is like a Back to the Roots campaign. To be honest, I think that Daryl Hammond is charming, and he's got kind of like this loony, enthusiastic character.
he can't. We're gonna play the tail end of this, and it comes off as weird, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm here to change that, folks. I'm here to make sure my chicken's still as tasty and delicious as it ever was. I'm Colonel Sanders, and I'm back, America. I'm back, America.
Yeah. So I don't know if people are gonna go for that, but whatever. Fast food turnaround is in the news. McDonald's has been trying it. And as you know, and here's the question, though. McDonald's threw itself into a turnaround after only a year of bad news. KFC now is doing it after 10 years of bad news. Where have they been?
Yeah, I mean, to say that their response to this problem is overdue is putting it mildly.
Yeah.
I think particularly at a time now when their Asia business, China specifically, is suffering from food safety issues, it's about time that they start to try to fix things back in the U.S.
Vanessa Wong at BuzzFeed News. Thanks, Vanessa.
Thanks, Kai.